I used the OpenETC website instead of a conventional program like Blackboard or Canvas for my experience or learning course that I taught first in 2017 and then again 2019. It was on the suggestion of the IT person and IT teaching person, Grant Potter, at my University of Northern British Columbia. And he just sort of said it in passing, why don't you just make it all online and open to the world rather than putting it behind a walled service where you nor in the way that you normally would share course content and messages with students. And I liked the idea because the course I was doing was an experiential learning and community engagement course at a National Historic Site in near Prince Rupert, British Columbia, in Port Edward at the North Pacific Cannery. And it just seemed to really work with the overall goal of the course. But thinking about it, it actually could work really well with any course. There's no reason why my syllabus needs to be accessible only via a login. In fact, there's no reason why my assignment descriptions or anything like that needs to be accessible via login. And to communicate with students, I can do that, of course, via email. I don't need to do it through this online system. So I really like the openness of this OpenETC WordPress website. I had experience working with WordPress, just making my own professional page, and it's a very user-friendly interface. And so on the one hand, just for running the course, it was an enjoyable kind of way to run a course, and then it really helped with the community engagement and delivery of the course, because a huge part of this course, and unlike other courses I would teach, the students' projects were based on their own research in archives and through interviews with people on site in Port Edward and Prince Rupert. And then they're instead of writing conventional essays, which would be normal in a history course, they instead have these public history projects. And so then the website also served as a way to share on, with students' agreements. So the students submitted their essays via or their assignments via email. But then I said, I'd like to put this on the course website. And in the case of written assignments, sometimes I had minor corrections to a Word document, and then they would send me a revised version, and we sort of then published it on the course website. So this is again another wonderful thing about this OpenETC WordPress website, that you can then also show the course deliverables for the students who agree to do so. And it was just a wonderful interface and experience teaching with it. It's something that now on reflection, it could be used more broadly in lots of my teaching. There's no, as I said already, there's no reason why I need to be using something like Canvas or Blackboard to sh communicate with students, because also it's a way to share the things we're doing in the classroom, with, even if it's a conventional kind of class, it's a way to share things that we're doing in the classroom with the broader world, to be sort of open about the course content, and hopefully some of the things that students are learning about could actually be used by other people elsewhere.